This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free if you want to join us here on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, I don't think we've talked about yet the first big day of cannabis legalization in Canada. So that's on the way here tonight, as was predicted. Looks like they're already running out of supply. In fact, they were running out on day number one.
Unbelievable.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, with you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Chris.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. I've got an update, and then, Daryl, you've actually got a related story. It's about homeless people.
Yes.
And the update from me is an old case from, God, I don't know how many years ago it was. It must be like, it feels like 5 years. 2015? No, actually, it was before 2015. So, anyway, what happened was there was an old guy on Fort Lauderdale Beach, like an old minister. Yeah, I think he was like 90 years
old. Yeah, 90-something.
Who was giving out food on the beach to homeless people as part of his ministry, as part of his calling, you know, by God to help people in need. And he was arrested for his efforts.
Well, he was giving away food. For gosh sakes.
Luckily, he had the folks with Food Not Bombs behind him on this, and they filed suit. And now it has been working its way through the court system with an update coming this summer. So I've actually been holding on to this one for a little bit here. But I wanted to make sure we got this news out, because this was a story we covered way back when this happened. A group, this according to the Sun Sentinel down in Fort Lauderdale, a group whose symbol is a clenched fist holding a carrot, won a legal victory over the city of Fort Lauderdale in August, when a federal appeals court found that its weekly events to feed homeless people are indeed protected under the Constitution. Food Not Bombs, which grew out of an anti-nuclear protest in New England, now has chapters around the United States, which promote the shift of funding away from the military to address hunger, poverty, and other problems. The Fort Lauderdale chapter's weekly feeding events at Stranahan Park generated opposition downtown, where a growing homeless population had led to tensions with business owners and visitors. The city passed a law imposing restrictive regulations on outdoor food distribution operations as part of a suite of ordinances aimed at the homeless, such as limits on panhandling and sleeping on public property. Which, by the way, the panhandling ordinances have already been tossed out on their butts by the ACLU cases that have been, again, successful in court, essentially saying that, hey, look, if it's public property, this is tragedy of the commons, you have to allow people to say things to you that you don't necessarily feel comfortable with.
Right. And I wonder if any of the anti-sleeping ordinances, and I use the air quotes there, because some of them are written so poorly to where it would apply to someone, say, waiting on a bus that misses a bus, or they just wind up getting there way too early. I've seen some of these places.
So they take a nap.
Right.
Some of these places have ordinances that prohibit someone from being on a park bench for more than 15 minutes at a time.
Well, sorry for all of you 80-year-olds who are very, very tired as you're walking around.
You want to go feed the ducks at the lake?
Yeah.
You better move from park bench to park bench.
Or else it's a violation.
Unreal.
Yeah.
You want to eat lunch at the park? Better not sit on a lunch when you or sit on a bench when you do it.
Don't sit on your lunch either. That's also a good plan. In a ruling that involved Shakespeare, or invoked Shakespeare, rather, the Bible and the history of Thanksgiving, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals found that the sharing of food is a richly expressive activity throughout human history, and that Food Not Bombs' work followed in this tradition, constituting conduct protected under the First Amendment. Quote, the significance of sharing meals with others dates back millennia, stated the appellate court's opinion. The Bible recounts that Jesus shared meals with tax collectors and sinners to demonstrate that they were not outcasts in his eyes. And then they actually
also told them to go and sin no more.
Right.
He didn't say, hey,
here's some food.
Keep collecting taxes and stealing from people.
They then actually cite a couple of Bible verses. Quote, in 1621, pilgrims and Native Americans celebrated the harvest by sharing the first Thanksgiving in Plymouth. President Abraham Lincoln established Thanksgiving as a national holiday in 1863, proclaiming it as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father in recognition of blessings. Unquote. The appellate court did not rule, however, on the entire case. They simply found that the trial judge was wrong to dismiss it on the grounds that the First Amendment didn't apply. The appellate court then sent the case back to the trial court again to determine whether the city's ordinances violate the First Amendment. So this isn't uncommon for appeals courts to do. They did this in the Robin Hood case, for instance, here in Keene, mm-hmm. where they don't rule on all of the issues in the case. They only rule on errors of law. That's what appeals courts ultimately are supposed to do. And it can lead to some confusion when you don't really understand what the court system is doing here. So now it's sending it back to the same court that ruled against Food Not Bombs. So the original ruling was that the First Amendment didn't apply. Well, now they're saying, oh, yes, it does. Rule on this again.
Right.
So I don't know what that's going to result in coming from if it's the same judge who already ruled against them. Is the same judge going to try to come up with some other, cockamamie excuse for ruling against them?
And you mentioned the Robin Hood thing. And in that circumstance, the Superior Court said First Amendment allows them to do what they're doing.
That's right.
The State Supreme Court said, all right, well, look at the case and forget that the whole First Amendment thing exists and just look at it again.
I don't know if that was an exact recount of
that. That's not the exact wording they said, but they said, without regard to the First Amendment, the Superior Court needs to have another look.
Yeah, I think that you mean that they were looking at the issue of, was it tortious interference with their business activities? Because that was the accusation. Right. What was going on, for those that aren't familiar, is here in Keene, New Hampshire, activists, including myself, were sued because we were filling people's parking meters in advance of the parking attendants or parking enforcers reaching those meters, so they could not write tickets. So flummoxing their ability to actually write thousands of tickets over a one-year time frame. And they got real mad about that and claimed that we were tortiously interfering with their business.
Business of fining people.
Right.
I didn't know that was an actual business, but okay.
And
what the heck?
On remand, the court made the right decision again. In our case, the lower court was ruling in favor of
In the Robin Hood case, the court said First Amendment allows them to do the thing.
Right.
And then it was the state Supreme Court that said, yeah, without looking at the First Amendment, take another look at this. And then the Superior Court took another look at it and said, yeah, they still have the right to do this. Yeah. And then it went back to the Supreme Court again.
And the Supreme Court
Court said, yeah, okay, you're right.
Yeah. Kristen Anderson, director of litigation for the Southern Legal Counsel and lead attorney for Food Not Bombs in Fort Lauderdale, said in a news release the case addressed the national trend toward the criminalization of homelessness through such measures as local bans on the distribution of free food. Quote, the court's opinion recognized sharing food with another human being is one of the oldest forms of human expression. We think this decision strengthens our message to cities across the country. They need to invest in constructive solutions to homelessness instead of wasting government resources on punishing people who seek to offer aid. Unquote. Nathan Pym, member of Fort Lauderdale's Food Not Bombs and one of the named plaintiffs in the lawsuit, said, We look forward to continuing our community organizing in Fort Lauderdale. We hope we're one step closer to something we fought over for many years, simply being able to help people without being threatened with arrest by people who should be working with us. According to the Fort Lauderdale interim city attorney, he declined to comment. And further, the report says that although the city suspended enforcement of that law in 2015, Food Not Bombs filed suit to overturn it. The group lost in federal district court when a judge at that time ruled that distributing food was not constitutionally protected expressive conduct, but the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals said the group's distribution events were, quote, peaceful political direct action and therefore enjoyed First Amendment protection. The group, quote, does not serve food as a charity, but rather to communicate its message that society can end hunger and poverty if we redirect our collective resources from the military and war, and that food is a human right, not a privilege, which society has a responsibility to provide for all. Now, I don't necessarily agree that food is a right, but let's look into that.
No one has a moral right to prevent you from eating food that you have justly acquired.
Right. Let's talk about the right of food here in moments.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dinovite for help.
DinoVite.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dinovite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at LD2coin.io. Get yours, LD2coin.io. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about homeless and homeless people and feeding them. Apparently, it is now, according to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, it's a legal thing to do after years of Food Not Bombs activists being targeted and arrested, threatened, and violence used against them by police departments in Florida, not just Fort Lauderdale, but also Orlando. These are some of the stories we've reported on over the years. I suspect it happens in other states as well, just we happen to see the ones that were happening in Florida.
I just have to think, what kind of a world are we living in when courts have to answer questions like, is it okay to give another human being food?
Yeah. It's a crazy world.
It is, and that's the disturbing part of this story, that somebody feels so strongly that they should be able to affect the gift of from one person to another.
Well, you could have smallpox in that turkey sandwich.
Yeah. That's a good point, Daryl. Or E. coli or anything else, and you don't have the prerequisite licenses to distribute food. These are the excuses that are often used.
Because that's how you eradicate E. coli. You get a license.
Right. And,
exactly.
And distribution, we know, at least from court cases in New Hampshire, distribution, at least in certain circumstances, can be as simple as handing something from one person to another.
Yes.
So a mother feeding her child, she is distributing food.
Does she have a
without a permit or a license?
A food service establishment license, I think.
I'm waiting for breastfeeding to require a license.
Don't give them any ideas.
My God, right?
All right. We'll talk a little bit more about this issue, but I want to make sure you know about the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It starts in about a week. It's October 27th through the 28th, so coming up fast in Austin, Texas. It will be the fourth Texas Bitcoin Conference and the fourth one from which Free Talk Live will be broadcasting. So we're going to be there, and we'll try to bring you a taste of what it's like to be there. But you really ought to be there to enjoy some of the best networking opportunities, panels, and keynotes from industry leaders in the world of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, including folks like Paul Puay, who's a longtime guest from those events. He's the guy who's in charge of the Edge Wallet. Bruce Fenton will be there. Lynn Ulbricht, the mother of Ross Ulbricht, who's currently in prison for 2 life sentences plus 40 years for the dastardly crime of running a website called The Silk Road. We'll give you more information, of course, while we're there. But go get your tickets right now and see the full schedule, which is now up on the site at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Tickets are still available at TexasBitcoinConference.com. The ruling here from the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, I think, deserves a little bit of further discussion. Let me just recap this. This is from their ruling. They claim, or they ruled that the group's food distribution events, this is Food Not Bombs, was, quote, peaceful political direct action, and therefore enjoyed First Amendment protection. I agree with that. Definitely true. They are doing something that I consider to be charitable. And it says here, though, that the group, quote, does not serve food as a charity, but rather to communicate its message. And then I'll get to the message here in a moment. But what does it matter?
Right.
Whether it's to communicate a message or to do it as a charity.
Right.
Most charities have a mission. Right. Their mission is to help people who, in this case, are hungry, down on their luck, give them a little something, a little sustenance. Does it matter whether that's a message that's overtly communicated or subtly communicated? I don't really see.
The idea of charity goes back to the earliest days of man. I mean, someone is hungry. Someone gave them food.
Right.
Or someone didn't. You know what I mean? But the choice was always there. It's always an option. You can choose to help people. And the last thing we need are laws that stand in the way of that.
Exactly. Now, what they claim the message is here is not one that I necessarily entirely agree with. It says that society can end hunger and poverty if we redirect our collective resources from the military and war. And I got no problem with that. Please, take away resources from the military and warmongering. I totally understand that. But I don't think that government, of course, is the best way to distribute money. Like, I think that people should be able to just have their money that they earn, and then they can decide for themselves which organizations they want to donate.
Government has proven it is the least, if there were a contest, it is the least good at giving and distributing income, and it continues to fail every day.
And now, I wonder if the Food Not Bombs is in any way connected with the War Resisters League, or how much overlap there is.
I don't know. I don't know the history. The only history I know here is what they said in this article is that they came out of a nuclear movement in New England, or anti-nuclear movement, so it wouldn't surprise me if they were, because that goes back to the 70s, if I recall correctly, that anti-nuclear movement. Remember, there were protests
right.
out, I think it was on the seacoast, at a nuclear facility. There were, like, sit-ins.
Wouldn't surprise me if it goes all the way back to World War II, right after the bombing of Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
I'm sure there's a way to research what the history of food non-bombs is, but let me finish here with their alleged mission. And this, again, is being spoken by the court. This is an excerpt from the court. That it says here... let's see. That food is a human right, not a privilege, which society has a responsibility to provide for all. Now, you touched on this as we were going out to break, Daryl, that you have a right as a human being to do with your property what you want. And your food is something that, you know, you've justly acquired.
Right. So
you should be able to distribute
that. A lot of libertarians and conservatives say that my gun, I got a right to my guns.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody construes that to mean that some government agency somewhere must provide everyone with a gun.
Correct.
But when somebody else says, I have a right to fill in the blank, it is then implied that someone else must provide that thing.
Right. And there's a big difference. And to me, this is a discussion of natural rights. The natural right of property ownership. I mean, that is something. If Daryl has food, he has a natural right. He doesn't have a natural right to take it from somebody else, but he also has a natural right to give it away. These aren't things that government created, the ability for Daryl to give away food.
Right.
These are things that are inherent to the human condition.
Should he choose to give away his food, he has a right to do so in
right.
whichever way he decides is appropriate, whether that to be give it away or sell it to some people who he doesn't think, you know, are too poor to afford it or whatever. In fact, there's even, I remember there was a story years ago about a Panera Bread where they did a pay what you can afford method.
Yeah, I think they have a handful of those across the country.
Yeah, there are a couple experimental stores. I don't know how many they've opened since we shared that story. And it was really an interesting experiment. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, can this work? Can you actually have a store, a commercial store, a for-profit, you know, enterprise,
right.
Work where people just go in and pay whatever it is they want to pay? Where somebody who's got a little bit more money, they feel like they can share that money, they can pay double. You know, what they would normally pay and sort of pay it forward, basically, mm-hmm. for a customer that doesn't have a whole lot.
Headline from Fast Company from earlier this year, why Panera's experiment with pay-what-you-want dining failed.
Ooh, all right, let's get into it.
Apparently, it lasted for about 8 years,
that's
which is longer than a lot of failed restaurants.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah, I'm interested in hearing more about that. And we can talk a little bit more about rights and your right to do what you want with your property, but that you don't have a right to force others to do what you want them to do with their property. And that's where this whole obligation or responsibility to provide. It's where I kind of have a quibble to make here in moments. 855-450-FREE is our number. You can join us. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is continuing his meetings with officials in Mexico City
as thousands of migrants continue trekking towards the United States and Mexico border. Reports are that the migrant caravan tore down a border gate in Guatemala and began to rush toward the border bridge into Mexico. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan joined Fox Business.
The president's just doing what he said he would do, which is trying to get control of the southern border. I think it also underscores why we need to build the border security wall.
President Trump is in Arizona, where he will be holding one of his Make America Great rallies tonight after touring Luke Air Force Base, which is just outside of Phoenix. Ed Rollins ran Ronald Reagan's campaign. He says the president's doing a great job for candidates out on the campaign trail.
The president's doing exactly what he needs to be doing. He's running a very brilliant campaign, and I don't know who's advising him to do it, but he's doing it correctly. He's going to places he needs to. He creates energy.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about feeding the homeless. And 11th Circuit Court of Appeals saying, yeah, actually, you do have a right to do that. These governments like Fort Lauderdale in Florida that have passed laws prohibiting the distribution of food in public places without whatever permits and nonsense, they're unconstitutional.
Right.
Basically. Now, they did remand it back. They did remand the case back to a lower court to decide further on this. So it's an initial positive ruling, but it's not a done deal at this point. It's still working its way through the court system. But this led to a greater discussion about the idea of rights, which I think is an important one to have, and we can continue that coming up here in moments. I also want to make sure you know about the giveaway that's going on, a big giveaway. Of a, essentially $350 worth of LD20 tokens. Now, what is an LD20 token? Well, it's the new limited edition Liberty Dollar 2, and they're calling it the Zero because it's like the first thing that comes out before the actual eventual not-so-limited edition Liberty Dollar 2 comes out. So this is like the pre-sale, essentially. And they got 10,000 of these things. They've been selling off over the last few months. They've got less than 4,000 of them to go. You can, of course, get yours at ld2coin.io. And you can also enter our contest that we're doing to give away 10 of these tokens that are backed by an ounce of silver. So cryptocurrency normally doesn't have anything backing it. This one does. It's a gorgeous 0.999 fine silver round backing each LD20 token, just like the original Liberty Dollar was famous for. Here's how you enter. Send an email to contest@freetalklive.com. You can put LD2 in the subject line and include a number between 1 and 1,000. So again, email contest@freetalklive.com. Subject line LD2 and a number between 1 and 1,000. The winner will be chosen on November 5th. In the event of a tie, the prize will be split. So it's whoever picks the number that's closest to the number that has been randomly chosen. Liberty Dollar 2 will help you, if you're the winner, set up a wallet to receive your prize. Find out more at ld2coin.io. As we continue here, we were talking about rights and food, not bombs. Daryl, you did a little bit of research. Turns out it goes back to the 1970s, or it was 1980, actually, when they, or maybe it was you, Chris.
Yeah, when they did their first protest at the Seabrook Nuclear Power Plant
in New Hampshire.
Yep. Right. I was searching the history of the anti-nuclear movement.
Hmm. Okay.
And that dates back to the 50s among scientists, or the 40s among scientists.
I'm going
to
say
some discussion among, quote-unquote, the public in the 50s, and then the first actual protest in the 60s.
I'm saying the anti-nuclear movement dates back to 1945 amongst the Japanese.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
And I'm not against nuclear power.
I would
power.
Say there was probably an anti-nuclear movement before that as well.
Yeah, during the first tests, people were horrified.
Mm,
and
right.
I talked to my father, who was alive at this point, and when Hiroshima and Nagasaki happened, I mean, they were horrified at the power. That was the common, I think, on both sides of the war, that people were like, what have we unleashed? Mm-hmm. And this was a common thing among scientists, too. The idea that this kind of power, and I think a lot of people realized that it couldn't be contained just to the U.S., this was going to change the world forever, and it certainly has.
I'm not against nuclear power, but I am against nuclear bombs.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that if we had true free market in power, then you'd find safer, smaller, less radioactive nuclear facilities, and then you do today, which is very heavily restricted, and they can't build new ones, and the old ones can't be retrofitted, and it's just there's a mess.
Yeah,
there's a mess out there.
And there's so many restrictions on research and things like that. There have been people that have been playing around with ideas for cold fusion and salt reactors and all sorts of technologies that could really help. But
and then there's the thorium reactors, which are much safer, from what I understand.
It's just all sorts
of
things.
And I think thorium has a much shorter half-life.
I don't recall. I know we've talked about the differences between uranium and thorium, and it's like a night and day difference between, safety. So, anyway, back to food, not bombs, and this court case, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals saying, yeah, it is First Amendment-protected action to distribute food. They say here that Food, Not Bombs believes that food is a human right, not a privilege. Well, now, the problem with a statement like that is that it sounds nice on its face. Like, oh, well, I mean, who could disagree with a right to eat? But the problem with that type of right is it forces itself upon other people, meaning that if you have a right to food, then that means that you have a right to somebody going out and picking it off the vine and putting it in a store or giving it to you or
whatever.
Right,
it all depends on whether you mean positive right or negative right.
Right,
and that's one of the problems with the English language that I was trying to point out, to where the right to bear arms is not construed by anyone as the government must give you firearms.
Right. Or that you have a right to go in and just take a firearm from a gun store or something because you have a right to it, right? If you have a right to something, that doesn't necessarily follow that means you have to pay to exercise that right. Like if I have a right to free speech on public property, I don't have to pay anybody to speak. So when people ask for a permit to engage in their so-called free speech, well, they don't have a right anymore. They've converted that right into a privilege.
Right.
So we get into kind of a real sticky situation here where people have the intention of doing good and helping others, and they believe that food is a right, but ultimately it's It's not. I mean, if a bunch of people eat all of the food on the vines or whatever, then, you know, the food ain't just going to pop right back out to, you know, provide itself. Somebody's got to plant it. Somebody's got to go and till the land. Somebody's got to go and pick the watermelons or whatever it is that, you know, food that we're talking about here. There's a lot of work that goes into getting food packaged and shipped and sent to your plate. Now, if you have property, you have property rights,
mm-hmm.
and if you want to plant food on that property and then do all the work that it takes to make it, you know, to your table, you have the right to do that. You have the right to give away that food in whatever way you feel like. You have a right to sell that food. Because if it was a right to food, then there would be no charging for it, right? Like, then it would just be free for everybody. And, of course, what happens when there's no price on things? It goes very fast.
Yeah.
It disappears because there's no disincentive to take as much as you possibly can. So there's a reason why food has prices on it, because people put work into getting it to your table and they deserve some sort of, you know, some form of reward. I mean, it's nice when people thank you for cooking for them, but, you know, eventually you got to do something, you know, with the money. You got to have some money in life. We have this medium of exchange for a reason, because people are exchanging energy ultimately at a fundamental level. You know, the energy put into making the food and putting it somewhere. Well, the money that you give to somebody who's provided you food is your sort of, it's a representation of the energy that you've put into making that money.
Sure.
And it allows those people to exchange when they otherwise wouldn't easily be able to, with like a barter system or something like
that. Well, and that's where this is, I would say, more of a, this goes back to communism. This goes back to socialism and Marx.
Which you probably will find some of those people in Food Not Bombs.
Right.
Is my bet.
I have no doubt. And a lot of their website, just in a brief read, certainly has some socialistic aspects to it.
Yeah.
But the idea promoted by Marx was that if anything is a need, it is basically then a right. So if I have to have water then to survive,
mm-hmm.
then I have a right to water, which means somebody has to provide water for me. If I need food to survive, someone must provide me with food, shelter, clothing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's sort of the idea behind socialism, is that if we need these things, if we cannot survive without them, then someone has to provide them. And they like to look to government or some centralized organization
to provide those. How'd that work out
in the Soviet Union? How'd it work out in China? How'd it work out in Yugoslavia? How's it working out in Venezuela?
Bread lines is how it worked out.
Yeah.
Unending lines in Venezuela that you never end. I mean, you just keep waiting in lines to get the most basic of foodstuffs. That's happening right now.
And what happens, what actually solves this problem?
It's the market.
It is the market. It is the trade, voluntary trade between individuals, that allows us to feed more people than we ever could have before.
At the lowest cost,
right?
Like, if it weren't for the government's inflating money supply, then, you know, a loaf of bread might cost less now than it did 30 years ago.
It sure should.
There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450, free like freedom, Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
The 7th annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale is going on now, with incredible deals at Lumber Liquidators. We've got hundreds of floors on sale, up to 50% off, in stock and ready to go. Save big on waterproof floors, all on sale from just 39 cents. Get wood look laminate flooring, all on sale, up to 40% off. Prefinished hardwood and bamboo starting at 99 cents, plus special financing. Stop by your local Lumber Liquidators store or visit LumberLiquidators.com today.
The Epson EcoTank printer, available at your local Staples, comes with up to 2 years of incredible
right in a box. That's up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Up to 2 years of not running out of ink when you need to print 5 copies of a report for a meeting starting now. And during Staples Printing Event, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off. Up to 2 years worth of ink and no hassle printing. Now at Staples. Offer ends 10/2018.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We also have the Discord on air call in line rooms that are open and available to you. You'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio here if you're on those rooms. So jump into them on our Discord server, which is a free chat system. You can go to discord.lrn.fm. Of course, there's also chat rooms that you can do text chatting with other Free Talk Live listeners. They're currently arguing about climate change in our chat room, so sometimes they talk about the things we talk about on the air, sometimes not. But it's there for you 24-7, and you can, again, use it to call into the show when we're live. And we are live 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, so feel free to join us. With you in the studio, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Your property and your family are precious. You can protect them with the Blink home security system. We've got Blink operating here at the LRN studios. We've got it over at Mark's house. Blink motion activated HD cameras are wireless, which means you set up fast with these things. You unbox the cameras, put the batteries in. They last up to 2 years. And then you put the cameras up wherever you want in your house and set it all up on your Wi-Fi-enabled device. It is super easy to do. And there's no contracts and no subscriptions. Plus, Blink works with Alexa because Blink is an Amazon company. They will send you a clip of whatever goes on in front of your cameras as they're operating during the time frames you specify. You can get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys. Plus, save an extra 15% by using this URL to place your order. It's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. blinkprotect.com/FTL. Once again, blinkprotect.com/FTL. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've been talking about rights. The fundamental rights. Is there a right to food? That's what the people at Food Not Bombs say. And again, I support what Food Not Bombs does as far as their activism is concerned.
Right.
Going out, into public places and feeding people. That's great. That's literally putting your money, or in this case, your food, where your mouths are, and
right.
And helping feed people. That's great. But to suggest that food's a right, things get a little sticky with that statement, and we'll continue here in a moment. We've got David on the line in Detroit, listening via satellite. David, are you tuned in on our free-to-air satellite over North America?
Yeah, the Galaxy 19 or whatever it is.
Yes, sir. Nice. That is correct. Welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, hey. So I am curious. You know, I'm a long-time listener, but, you know, free-to-air satellite isn't very common in North America.
No,
and,
it's not.
And a lot of the feeds happen to be, you know, Arabic and Middle Eastern programming. So
correct.
I'm just really curious, as, you know, the feeds aren't cheap to obtain. I'm just curious, you know, why you guys do that. I mean, it's awesome that you do it. You know, you're getting the message, but it's not very commonly used in North America. It's used a lot in Middle East and Africa and Europe, but not here. I'm just curious. Question.
Correct. So free-to-air satellite, for listeners that aren't familiar, is a system that allows satellite broadcasts to be received by the viewer or the listener for free, meaning that right now when you're listening, David, you're not paying any company per month fee to receive that audio programming from us. It really isn't that expensive in the scheme of things to be up there. I'm prohibited by my agreement with the satellite company to tell you exactly how much it is, but it's
pretty
affordable. I'm gonna tell you that we do it to both Sub-Saharan Africa. There's an African satellite there, SES-5. And then also to North and Central America on Galaxy 19. The total bill per month is under $1,000.
Really?
For two continents, basically. that's not too shabby. If you try to buy time on like a radio station, you're going to be paying probably $1,000 an hour or something like that.
Guaranteed.
In a lot of, or more in some radio markets. So you're right. It's not entirely popular in the U.S., but it's not unused. I mean, there are hundreds of channels up there. RT is up there. Al Jazeera used to be, but they're not there anymore. Press TV. So there's a number of sort of noteworthy international television channels.
And there are a lot of people, even though it is, as you mentioned, a lot of international channels, a lot of Arabic stations, there are people that, you know, they're not from the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
if you
sure.
will, that the only way they can get some of the content that they want is through free-to-air.
Right. It's their link home,
and when they're
basically
scrolling through channels, wait, what is this?
There's LRN.FM, exactly.
Yeah, and the barrier to entry is really low.
Correct.
To receive these. And I don't want to say that it's really low for someone in Sub-Saharan Africa. It may be months of wages.
It is.
But, I mean, I've looked into this stuff before, but a receiver is like really...
$100.
Yeah, $100, and you can use almost like any dish.
You can use $100 dish or $70 dish. They're not very expensive. So basically, you're set up and running for $200 to $250.
Yeah,
it's really no big deal to get into it. And also, it also works as a distribution method for our radio stations that take our show that aren't licensed radio stations. So if we have a pirate radio station out there that wants to air the content from Free Talk Live or LRN.FM, they can just set up a satellite dish and receiver, and they don't have to have an internet connection live at their radio station. So it's used for that as well, and it helps facilitate that. So to me, I think it's worth it. I think it's worth doing, and we've been doing it since, I think, about 2010, so almost most of a decade.
So I got a question. Who regulates it?
The FCC does technically have some satellite regulations.
Yeah. I'm just curious, like if it covers North America and South America, does the FCC just claim we're in charge of all this, or is it?
Well, the FCC
based on who
regulates the teleports. So there's the the place where there's like a big essentially a company that takes our show and our feed, and then they mix it together and to what they call a MUX, which is a series of channels that's all broadcast to the satellite, and then the satellite rebroadcasts it down across continents. So since that's a transmission facility located in Pennsylvania, it comes under FCC license in that case. But that doesn't mean we're prohibited.
That doesn't mean the content is FCC regulated.
There are some things that I think that aren't allowed, but it's not the same as like broadcast radio.
Yeah.
Basically. Anyway, David, does that answer your question for you?
Yeah, and I mean, just
what got you into it? I mean, so since you're an unusual person, since you have a free-to-air satellite, what was it that attracted you to it?
So I do live in an area where there's a pretty significant and an almost majority Middle Eastern population.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's about to be one of the only Muslim majority cities outside of the Middle East, you know, Dearborn, Michigan.
Uh-huh,
so,
yeah.
You know, it's a pretty common thing. If you drive down, you know, some of the streets there, you'll see these big, you know, they're bigger than like subscription satellite dishes. You know, it's at least a 30-inch dish. And, you know, equipment, like you said, it's not expensive. You know, I think my whole setup, I got a used dish for free, but, you know, I'm in under 80 bucks. I think the receiver was like 80 bucks from China. So I was just curious because, you know, LRN, Liberty Radio Network, I kind of recognize that. I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys are up there. I just thought that was awesome, you know?
Cool. Yeah, I feel the same way. In fact, I'll tell you another aspect of this that I thought was cool. Years ago, I learned that some countries ban satellite dishes.
Yeah.
So Cuba, for instance.
Yep.
But not just Cuba. There's also some Middle Eastern countries that also ban them. And so I thought, you know, I like subversive things. And I love the idea that we're up on a delivery system, satellite, that basically can't be jammed by any meaningful system. That the only way they have to effectively stop people is to target people's dishes and take them out. If you search Google for satellite dish destruction or bans or whatever, you'll find some horrifying pictures of just, I don't know, thousands, hundreds of satellite dishes that have been confiscated by authoritarian governments and are being crushed by bulldozers and things like that. I mean, so there really are people who are going to prison in countries for smuggling in satellite dishes. I remember one I remember one story, I think it might have been Cuba, where they smuggled them in as though they were like wave boards or boogie boards or something like that. They like they painted them to be all like bright and colored and there was a years ago I read a story about Cuba where the way they set it up is one dish will be set up on like in a sort of a obscured location where it can point at the satellite, but it can't easily be seen from like the ground.
Right.
And then they'll feed that feed from that dish to multiple surrounding houses. So one dish will feed multiple families in an area because they don't want to have more than one dish up because it increases the likelihood that they're going to get caught.
Right.
It's just a fascinating stuff. And so I thought, you know, if we can be up on this satellite, the most popular one, Galaxy 19's where it's at, because there's a bunch of satellites up there,
sure,
but only some of them are sort of the free-to-air satellites. There's a bunch of them that deliver encrypted or scrambled channels on other satellites. I thought, you know, if we can be there with pro-liberty, pro-freedom programming and, you know, even quicker, perhaps, undermine the legitimacy of these authoritarian states. Like, that's worth, you know, $500 a month.
Right.
That's, to me, at least. Hey, David, thanks for calling tonight.
Man.
Glad you found us
up
there, and I appreciate hearing from you. If you want to learn more about our satellite feed, you can go to sat.lrn.fm. SAT, sat.lrn.fm. There's some specific equipment recommendations and details about where to find us up in the sky for free. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Like freedom.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.